So interesting that the lectionary would have two really similar stories one week after the other. So we have Jesus last week and John breathing the Spirit into the disciples, and we were just taking that all in. And now we have Jesus saying in Luke, you're going to be clothed in power. Wait for the Holy Spirit. It's coming, just like I told you. You're going to be clothed in power. This is a really interesting statement and a different way of saying receive the Spirit, isn't it? Every writer of the Gospels had different reasons for writing the way they did. And for Luke, this idea of being clothed with power meant something that was more tangible than breath, I guess. Being clothed feels like you can put on a yummy sweater that says, nothing can touch me, I'm going to be comforted in this feeling that I have, this power that God gives me, that, you know, nobody's going to be able to touch me here. And that's really right, isn't it? Isn't it this great feeling of now there's nothing between us and God, that we can just clothe ourselves in that love that surrounds us and is with us all the time? It's hard to imagine it, and I really think that the superhero ideas came out of this. That somebody said, wouldn't it be great if we could just put on some clothes and they made us powerful? How would it be to be able to put on a cloak and be able to fly? Well, essentially, we can do that in a way. We can fly in ways spiritually that we could never do without the love of God. Without that clothing of knowledge and love and faith and our community and all that we have. My sister, when she had cancer, she had breast cancer, and she had two rounds of it. And when she would talk about her cancer, she would say to me, this is my blessing. This is the blessing that surrounds me every single day because I have more love, more prayer, more people in my life who have come out of the woodwork to help me through this situation. I'm closer to my family. I'm closer to God. This is my blessing. Without this, I would be living my mundane life, doing the same thing day in and day out, but I'm clothed with this love and this power that God has given me to be able to tell my story and to be able to say I'm not alone. Being clothed with power, it's such a beautiful image, isn't it? I love that these times after Easter, this is actually still during Easter time, that we get these little glimpses of what people talked about, how Jesus was after his death, and who he was to the disciples, that they were afraid, and wouldn't we be afraid? And yet this love just pours out of Jesus to these doubting people who can't imagine something as supernatural as somebody coming back from the dead, or that they would have that power that Jesus has, even though in their lives Jesus said, I give you the power to heal and to love and to teach. Sometimes it takes a paradigm shift for us, doesn't it? That we need to say, okay, the world tells us that we live this normal life, we have to make money, we have to get along, and God is saying, I'm giving you this beautiful life, this new kingdom of God, and we live in both, don't we? It's like when you go to the four corners and you can put two feet, one in each state. So you can be in Utah and Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico, all at the same time. I guess if you stood right in the four corners, you could be in all four at once. So isn't that what we live like, though, is we live in all of these different kinds of realities. The way we are with our family is one thing. The way we are with our coworkers is something else. Maybe where we volunteer is something else again, and how we are at church. We are pulled in lots of different directions. And when we're here, we get to center ourselves and talk about what is it that Jesus offers. What is it that Christianity is to us, our covenant world that we live in here together? It is really about clothing ourselves with love for each other, for ourselves, for God. We have this circle of love and light that we share together, and it is an amazing thing that we tap into. That, like my sister says, it's this blessing in your life. Not that we all need to have cancer to find that blessing in our lives, but sometimes it takes getting to the rock bottom of your life when you really say, what matters? What matters to me? I love that song that we sang coming in. Here I am, Lord, it is I, Lord. And I think of the way I felt coming here as the pastor, that I hold God's people in my hands, including myself, because I get to come up here and tell you about God's love and how amazing it is to me. So maybe it doesn't always feel amazing to us. Sometimes things aren't going so well in our lives. Maybe we have hit rock bottom and we don't see God anywhere in this. Maybe we just think there isn't a God. And then someone will touch us, tell us that they care, because all of us are meant to be God's hands and feet and voice for love in the world. Sometimes when we're going through the worst, feels like we've been abandoned. Jesus on the cross saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? How often have we felt like that in our lives? Sometimes going to the depths doesn't connect us with God in the way that we hoped, but it makes us feel separate from God. So what do we do with that? For me in my life, I always know that whether I see God or not, God is all around me. When I grieved for my lost child, I knew that no matter how much I grieved and I didn't feel like God was helping me, I knew that God was still there. In some little recess of my heart, I knew that that experience was going to help me help someone else someday. That even though I grieved beyond what I thought I was capable of grieving, that God was still there. That somehow there was hope in that something good would come of this, that I would somehow understand that this child that I wasn't going to get to have was going to exist somewhere in God's heart, in my heart. Maybe someday I would get to meet this child that I never got to have. But I knew without a doubt that I wasn't alone. I was the only person in my house, but God was everywhere. There is always hope when God clothes us in that power. Sometimes we need that power just for us, just to get through the next day. And sometimes we are that power that we get to give to the world. So God clothes us with love, with hope, with companionship. And if you don't feel it, then take the hand of somebody here who does and who can help you to get to that next step. Because we all have that divine spark that we can help other people through. So let's be clothed in whatever God gives us, in joy, in love. Let's share it. Let's be that love that clothes us. Thank you. I love you all so much. You are in my heart every single day, and I don't know how I can tell you how much I love you all. So thank you. God bless you.